Hi, everybody. Welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro along with Bo Wolf here at the NovaCare Complex. And I can safely say, Bo, that everybody, just like you out there, stunned that the Eagles sit here today 9-6 out of the playoff race with one game to go. It was only a couple of weeks ago. We're in Dallas feeling good about things after a huge win against the Cowboys. A 9-3 record. We come back here the next day. Maybe the Eagles can get the number one seed in the playoffs. And now the Eagles are out of the playoffs. Would you agree that stunned is a good word to describe the state here?
Absolutely. It's incredible to think that it really was 3 weeks ago. The Eagles were tied for the best record in the league. Three straight losses now, and all of a sudden, not even a chance to have a meaningful game in Week 17. It really is a crazy turn of events.
Well, meaningful it is to head coach Chip Kelly, chairman CEO Jeffrey Lurie, and the Philadelphia Eagles. They will go to New York with one intention, and that is to beat the Giants, winners of three straight games. Let's get you caught up on the Chip Kelly press conference and everything happening at the NovaCare Complex. Chris McPherson, our Eagles 360 update, presented by Sports Authority.
Chip Kelly addressed the media on Monday. It was the first time since the Eagles were officially eliminated from postseason consideration following Dallas' win on Sunday over Indianapolis. Now, even though Sunday's game against the Giants will have no bearing on the Eagles' hopes for the playoffs, Chip Kelly's focus is solely on getting to 10 wins for the second straight season, and that means playing all the starters.
It's not about trying to see what the future is. It's about we got a game. I would not be fair in any of my beliefs, and I would not be fair to any football player right now if I said to some guy, hey, I know you're a better player, but I'm going to play a younger guy now. That's not what we're all about. That's if you want to go do that, go somewhere else. That's not us. We get a chance to go put the ball on the ground, we're going to go play football. That's what we're going to do.
Five rookies were on the field for the Eagles on Saturday, including second-round pick Jordan Matthews. Will any of the rookies, namely first-round pick Marcus Smith II, see additional playing time this Sunday against the Giants? In Kelly's mind, not unless they earn it.
You earn playing time here. You're not just awarded playing time here based on how you came into here, because that's not the way we operate. And if it's not fair to anybody else, hey, I know you're playing real well, I know you're doing everything we're asking you to do in practice, but I'm going to give this other guy a chance, even though he's not doing anything better than you're doing. So,
Zach Ertz was one of the bright spots on Saturday, setting a new franchise record with 15 receptions in the game against Washington. It was the most receptions by any NFL player since the 2012 season and tied for the second most in a single game by a tight end going back all the way to 1960. Is this a sign of things to come for Ertz? Kelly said no, it was simply exploiting a matchup.
Depends on who you're playing. I mean, look at the Seattle linebackers compared to, you know what I mean? It's always a matchup game, so it's really what you're looking at. And really, from an injury standpoint, Washington was really banged up at inside linebacker and at safety. And those are the guys that are so we spent a lot more time and 12 personnel in that game than we have in any game, but it was because we wanted to keep those guys on the field.
Regardless of what happens this Sunday, the Eagles will finish the season with a winning record and miss out on the playoffs, while the winner of the NFC South, whether it's Carolina or Atlanta, will have just 7 victories. However, don't expect Chip Kelly to lobby it this offseason that the format should be changed.
Should we move to the South so we can get in a different division? No, I mean, that's just the rules. I think when people complain about rules that are already in existence is we didn't do enough, we didn't win enough games against the right opponents to put ourselves in the playoffs, and we knew the rules of engagement before the season started. So, you know, to sit here after it's over with and say, hey, let's change the rules so this can happen, that's just the way it is.
That'll do it for this edition of the 360 update presented by Sports Authority.
Thank you very much, Chris. Now, Bo, as painful as it is, we have to look back at what happened on Saturday against Washington. Of all the defeats here in the recent years, that was one of the most difficult to digest.
And it was the same problems that have haunted this Eagles team all season long. Penalties, unforced errors, turnovers, all of them benefiting the Washington team and not the Eagles in the 27-24 loss on Saturday. We'll unpack it all on the other side.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
Hard work, work, there you go. Hard work, work, step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
You step to Philly?
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Route 124.
Route 23.
I step to Philly. The 17 to training.
Jenkintown.
To her house.
His house.
To Betsy's house.
City Hall.
FTC.
Delco. Media.
To work.
To school.
To the mall.
Abuelas.
Broad Street.
To the game.
I step to Philly.
Anywhere.
What would you ask your favorite Philadelphia Eagles player? Here's your chance. Just tweet your question using hashtag AskAnEagle, and your question could be featured on Inside the Eagles, airing on 6ABC. Ask an Eagle, presented by GEICO. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. We come your way this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Friday at 5 p.m., and we wish everyone out there a happy holiday season and a Merry Christmas. Bo, the first topic to talk about here, Mark Sanchez, big numbers on Saturday night against Washington, 37 of 50. The Eagles just rolling up the numbers offensively, but when it came down to the last minute, an interception really proved costly.
And you said it. We were sitting next to each other in that terrible Washington press box, and you said this is the drive that's sort of the microcosm of the Eagles' season. They start on the 10-yard line. They need to go down and score. All they really need to do is not turn the ball over and move the offense. And what do you know what happens? Mark Sanchez throws that interception on third down, and the Washington goes down and gets the victory. So Mark Sanchez talked about it after the game. Obviously, very disappointed.
They played pretty sound in the back end. But like I said, we moved the ball. I saw some 400-something yards offense, which was great. Got Coop rolling. Two big touchdown catches. Really, really good catches, too, especially the second one. And then Ertz just went off, man. He had such an awesome day. So, you know, it's too bad that that kind of stuff happens on a day that you lose. You got to win games. The head coach and the quarterback, you know, we're the only ones who keep a record. So that's the goes with the territory with this position. But, you know, there have been three really tough games, and this one came down to the wire, and we just came up a little short. I mean, we lost. That's the most important thing, is winning the game, whether I throw for 50 yards or 500 yards. I mean, we got to get a win. So that's the most important thing. You don't really worry about stats till the end of the year when, you know, the season's months gone and, hey, that was a really good game you might have had. Well, that's all well and good, but we want to win.
And so the question at quarterback remains. Now, Sanchez will be the starter this week, of course. Nick Foles out for the game. Matt Barkley remains at the number two spot. It is Sanchez in the final game against the Giants, and we just hope that the turnovers can be halted for this one.
Certainly, and then for the Eagles, on that offense, the star of the day was Zach Ertz, who had a franchise record 15 catches, eight of them coming in the fourth quarter. He said after the game, though, that he would have traded all of those catches, of course, for just one win.
Turnovers and positive plays on first down is what you need to be successful in this league, and third down conversions. And we haven't done a good enough job of protecting the ball. I've had a fumble. A lot of guys have had a fumble. It doesn't fall on the quarterback, so we don't put all the pressure on them. If we're not getting open and they got to hold the ball an extra second, that's on us. So it's a team thing. We're very frustrated in the loss, and that's all we can really focus on right now. We have two great running backs, or three great running backs, in LaShawn, Darren, and Chris. And if they're going to load the box, a lot of guys are going to have one-on-one coverage. And I feel like I can exploit one-on-one coverage almost any game. We knew going into this game that the tight ends were going to have opportunity to have some big plays, and we did that, but we didn't do it enough. Mark did a good job finding me across the middle. We were on the same page often in the game. But ultimately, we didn't make enough plays to win, and that's very frustrating for us. We just haven't executed when we needed to. We've had opportunity to win every game, particularly the past two games. It's very frustrating for us to be 9-3 and control our own destiny and then to be in this situation. We didn't envision this. I'll tell you what, I'll go back to one catch for 5 yards. If we win this game, we win the past three games. The record, it is what it is. I mean, it's a testament to the team, the game plan, the coaches. But I'll tell you one thing, I'd rather take the win over this record any day of the week.
What an amazing day for Ertz. 9 catches in the second half of the game, 8 in the fourth quarter. He was really the Sanchez go-to receiver. And we saw a game-long glimpse of just how good
and versatile and durable and difficult to cover, Zach Ertz can be a nice pairing with Ertz inside, Jeremy Maclin outside this season.
And of course, it makes you wonder why didn't we see more of this throughout the season, but Chip Kelly did address that today, saying this is really a matchup thing. Washington thin at inside linebacker and safety. They've played teams this year who have had pretty good guys in that position. Still, I think the future very bright for Zach Ertz.
Speaking of matchups, we got to talk about the defense. The Eagles' defense did not match up well with wide receiver DeSean Jackson. Two long catches for Jackson, 51 yards, 55 yards. They both set up Washington touchdowns. Obviously, it was a topic of conversation during the game, after the game, even today. And in the locker room on Saturday at FedEx Field, the Eagles defense, which did a lot of good things, shut down Alfred Morris, did a pretty good job applying pressure to Robert Griffin III. The big topic of conversation, of course, DeSean Jackson and a late opportunity. The Eagles just could not get that final stop.
Yeah, we haven't got better in the last few weeks. I mean, we got back in the game twice now, and twice, you know, they got back in it. So we've got a lot of work to do. You know, we got to take a hard look at all positions and make sure that we're putting guys in the right position to win. Look at the calls, look at the scheme, look at the players. We'll look at all of it. We can't shoot ourselves in the foot with penalties like that. You can't beat yourself in the NFL. That's first. You can't beat yourself. They got good enough players on the other side. They're going to beat you without you helping them.
Do you have enough, good enough talent in the second half?
Absolutely. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have enough talent. We've played well at times. It's just lately we haven't made the plays.
How long has it been since you guys have had a feeling like this?
Man, it's been a minute. Well, I mean, especially with the playoffs on the line, I mean, it just sucks when you know we should be, you know, way better than where we at right now.
Is it sort of hard to accept that, you know, 3 weeks ago you guys were in great shape and now it looks like there's a good chance that'll be that?
I mean, that's how close the league is. You know, you can't ever feel like you got everything in the bag, or you can't ever, you know, let off the pedal. And these past couple weeks we haven't been playing, you know, the way that we're capable of. And this is what happens when you don't come and play, you know, with your A game every weekend. And now I don't really know what's going on, but like I said, we needed to win this game. We didn't.
I think they had like four first and goals because of just pure penalties. I mean,
we had, you know, a bunch of penalties on third downs where we would have gotten stops and where we would have probably given up a field goal to get a touchdown. But it's, you can look all over and find different places and where we lost the game. I think everybody's kind of had a hand in this one, whether you want to talk about the big plays on the field, the penalties on third down, the turnovers, the kickoff return comes back. You know, it's so many plays throughout this game where everybody kind of played a part in it. And you have those team wins sometimes, and this is definitely one of those team losses.
All right, so that'll do it for our review of what happened against Washington. Yeah, that was a tough one. Now we look to the third game of this three-game NFC East gauntlet. To end this season, it certainly has been a difficult one for the Eagles. When we return to Eagles 360, it's the Giants straight ahead. The Eagles going to MetLife Stadium, looking to finish this season out on a positive note. We'll talk about it when we return.
Hey, Eagles fans!
When the Eagles win,
you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Hey, Eagles fans!
When the Eagles win,
you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Rico and the Philadelphia Eagles are giving you the chance to win a VIP party for your office for up to 50 people at the NovaCare Complex. Enter today at philadelphiaeagles.com/RicoOfficeParty. Sweepstakes open to residents of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Rico, the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, we welcome you back. Our final segment here on Eagles 360, Dave and Bo here, and it's the Giants who have won three straight games. They're obviously getting huge production from Odell Beckham Jr., their first-round draft pick. What do you do if you're the Eagles defense?
Well, what a gut check for this Eagles defense after giving up big games to Dez Bryant and DeSean Jackson. This might be the best receiver of them all that they've faced this season, Odell Beckham playing at such a high level. And you do wonder, is it going to be Bradley Fletcher all alone on an island against Odell Beckham, or are they going to roll safety coverage? Is Nolan Carroll going to get the start? Big questions for the Eagles defense as they prepare for the guy who's probably going to be Rookie of the Year.
And remember, the Eagles laid a goose egg on the New York Giants on a nationally televised game. And the Giants have played a lot better football of late. They will put something into this game. It'll be a tough one at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. We'll talk about that throughout the week as we get a bit closer here. We return tomorrow on Eagles 360. We thank you for joining us today. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.